cliffcentral.com.
We've got to get to Dr. Hanan, and that's never a bad thing on a Monday. It's called It's Going to Be Okay, and sometimes you need to have that message first thing on a Monday. So Dr. Hanan Bushkin is a renowned psychologist. He's also head of the Anxiety and Trauma Clinic in Johannesburg. If you have an issue you need resolved or some kind of conflict that you want us to help you deal with, then come and talk to Dr. Hanan. We'll put you on with him. Here he is. Hey, Doc, how are you?
Hey, guys, I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm thinking of coming to you for a session this week after the weekend I had. Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm
interesting weekend, eh?
I'm pretty good at dealing with stress, and this is not my first rodeo, but sometimes, it just gets to you. And I know that there are lots of people who are going through a lot worse every other day, and some people's lives are just nonstop anxiety and stress. But when it happens to you, you suddenly realize, like, my life is so peaceful when it isn't like this. I love that. But when it's like this, I just want to escape somewhere. I want to go live in the Antarctic, frankly, and just, not ever be seen again.
Right. You know, it's interesting. It is a psychological phenomenon. It's called the wine glass effect. Like, when you're at a party, you think that everybody's, whatever the topic of conversation is, you think people are talking about you, especially when you're going through a stressful time. People are whispering. They must be whispering about you. People are having a conversation behind your back. Well, you are the center of the conversation. And the reality is that, people really care about their own reality, and these things blow over. And I always tell people that don't marry moments.
Yeah.
We think in moments that, oh my God, this is my life. But 2 minutes later, there's another moment. And, I had a terrible night's sleep and I woke up in a bad mood and I made myself the most incredible toasted cheese. And that changed my mood. And that was the end of that moment. And the moments change from time to time. You don't marry moments.
Well, all right, Dr. Hanan, we've really brought you on today to deal with a very specific problem, which we've already addressed at some stage. But we've got Simpiwe and Bulelo here, and the two of them are both quite strong personalities. Simpiwe is much more under the radar, though. Only when you get to know her do you realize, like, she's completely fearless. But in the beginning, I thought, she's really, quiet and reserved and kind of keeps to herself. But that Simpiwe died in my head, like, weeks and weeks ago, because she now, she actually stirs up trouble wherever she can, and she enjoys watching what happens. I don't mean in a destructive and dangerous way, but she pokes the bear. And in Bulelo's case, he's got these principles and he has his values and he just does not stray from them. And it's his way or the highway, as you discussed with both of them last time. So we want to do a quick catch up, because if there's anything our audience like here, it is a little bit of a conflict or a bit of a reason for two people to resolve a conflict. And we hope that we've made some progress. And we thought we'd just check in with Bulelo and Simpiwe. Simpiwe is annoyed with Bulelo telling her that she needs to arrive at work at, I don't know, what time did he want you to arrive? At 3 a.m. or something?
Oh, gosh. Could never be me. Can never do that. Like, mm-mm. No. So from our last conversation, I did think about Bulelo and his perspective and his view and his stance on it. And no, ladies and gentlemen, I will not be coming to the office at 5:30. I'm sorry. I will not be able to do that. But in the aims or hopes of, trying to see if arriving at work earlier will make a difference, I am aiming at arriving at the office at 2:15. And that's okay. A big change.
Oh. It's a compromise. So what do you think of that, yes. Dr. Hanan?
Well, what do you think of that, Bulelo?
So let me tell you something that happened, right, from last time. My mentor said to me, and she happened to listen to that, so it actually caused quite a bit of not quite as much stress as Gareth has had this weekend, but she said to me, you're so selfish. After she listened to that, she came to me, she said, you're so selfish, because she said, have you ever gone to Simpiwe? Because she knows what my goals and aspirations are. She said, did you ever go to Simpiwe and ask her, what are your economic goals? What do you want to do at work? Do you want to be in charge of a listed company one day? And I said, no. She said, oh my God, you're so selfish. And then she said something else incredible. Do you pay her wages? And I said, no. She said, never ever do that again.
Sure.
Never ever ever tell her what to do again. So it was a really interesting thing for me. And I've had to, like, it's difficult for me. I'm just like, okay, well, Simpiwe, you do what you're going to do. So it's never going to be my way, and I just, you know, my investment is elsewhere now.
That's so, you know, so I want to tell you two things that I want to mention. One, Simphiwe, remember we said that you're either going to arrive early and maintain the respect of Umbulelo, or you're going to do your own thing, live according to your own strategy and your own vision and your own goal and service your own God, and just understand that you will be happy in your lane, but the respect, the professional respect of Umbulelo might not be there. And then you took the power back. You said, you know what? I want to compromise. I want to arrive 15 instead of half an hour earlier. I'm going to arrive 15 minutes earlier. And I'm going to ask you in a second whether that works for you, whether that changed the relationship. But interestingly, Umbulelo, that's when I asked you the question when we chatted a couple of weeks ago. I said to you, how negotiable are you? And you said, it's not happening. I'm not moving. And then you spoke to your mentor, somebody who you obviously respect, that was able to change your point of view relatively quickly. And I think there's a lesson to be learned here, that if you push somebody and try to logic a reason out of them, it just doesn't work. But the moment you go through channels where there's trust and there's respect, suddenly the person is a lot more moldable and malleable to opinions. So, you know, I want to relate this, I guess, to parents and kids. And we can do it with between bosses and employees and friends and parents and, you know, whatever, colleagues or whatever it is, that if you try to change somebody's opinion, they hold on to their opinion in a much tighter way because that's their identity. That's what they believe in. But the moment you go through channels of respect, not authority because you have to, channels of respect, suddenly they're much more malleable. So there's another lesson. But Mbulelo, so the fact that Simphiwe has arrived earlier, has that made any difference, or do you think your mentor's opinion made a bigger impact?
She also said something else, Dr. Hanan, is that, you know, I have to be careful because I frame Simphiwe's personality in a certain way just because it doesn't sit with me. And she said, that's another super selfish thing to do. It's like, it's never going to be good enough for me unless you're an hour early or half an hour early. But having said that, if Simphiwe is doing what she's doing for her employers, I have to be respectful. All I'm interested in is being professionally respectful now. Like, I'm not going to get her to where I need her to be happy. I got to invest my time elsewhere. So I'm never going to be happy, but I can be respectful. And I think that's an important thing for me to get out of something like this, is I don't want to frame Simphiwe's personality in a certain way. And no, it's never going to be good enough, but I can be respectful. You know, I must be professionally respectful, is that I have to work with Simphiwe. She has a career to build as well, is that, you know, like I need to get out of her way.
This is a big change from the Mbulelo of, what, 4 or 5 weeks ago, who was like, I'm non-negotiable. You will arrive early if you respect yourself.
It is, it's huge.
Respect me, respect time, respect God, respect your mother, you know.
But it's non-negotiable,
you know,
still.
It's a really
it's just I'm not invested anymore. You know where the non-negotiation is?
Really,
I know,
difficult.
I'm not going to get what I want. So I'm not invested anymore.
What did you
now
say?
I move on.
What did you say, Leanne?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
It's a really difficult thing to still hold respect if you don't agree with something. Look at religion or somebody's religion. We all say, it's fine, I respect your religion, but I don't agree with it. It's a very, very difficult thing to do, so I'm very proud, Mbulelo.
So you know, but remember, it's all a matter of perspective. The Mbulelo version one was like, I'm all about process. I'm all about process. I just want you to arrive. I don't care that you get the job done. I'm all about you arriving to work early because I believe in the process. And Mbulelo version 2.0 had a conversation with his mentor. His mentor says, hold on, change your perspective. You can't judge, you selfish bastard. And then he went, well, okay. Then I'm going to look at her differently and I'm going to respect her because that is her lane.
All right. So Simphiwe, how do you feel about this?
I'm actually quite surprised because I wasn't going to change. Like, the truth is spoken. I wasn't going to change. But I'm surprised that he has a change in his view on it. And that's like, wow, okay, Mbulelo, that you can actually compromise. Shout out to you.
Yeah. I want to ask something on Mbulelo. You obviously thrive and you're very proud of your identity as strong and principled, and I'm not wavering to anybody's opinion. And suddenly that we've labeled this, of kind of, we tweaked this in this conversation, like, oh my God, he is flexible. This guy is flexible. Does that trigger you?
No, not at all. Because for me, I don't need to be flexible, because Simpiwe doesn't work for me. You see, I have, if Simpiwe worked for me, we'd have a different conversation. What my mentor said was, you don't pay her wages. Get out of her space. You don't employ her. So what are you doing there? You're not some deputy Jesus, as the great Selo Malema said. I got to disinvest and have professional respect. I have to respect Simpiwe's space.
I do have a question. Yeah. Well, then I do have a question based on what you just said. If in the future you had to be my employer, and knowing how I am, would you ever employ me?
Oh, we would have a big problem. We would have a big problem. If I paid your wages, we'd have a problem. Because then it's a different conversation.
So it'd be a
straight
one. Would be a
It would be a different conversation. But now I need to respect where I fit in also. There's hierarchies in life. I fit in at Cliff Central in a certain dimension, right. And it's bloody selfish to put some people in that position.
As much as it's fun to hear you two argue about this stuff, and I know there's an ongoing discussion. I mean, we seem to have had some movement from, of all people, Mbulelo. I thought it would happen the other way. But what's interesting about this is that this is a microcosm of what so many other people are going through in their own lives, at work and in relationships and everything else. There's always one who decides they've got principles, and this is, you know, Muhammad must come to the mountain, not the mountain to Muhammad, that kind of thing. And then you've got people who are a little bit more flexible, who are willing to compromise. I mean, Dr. Hanan, in relationships, in work scenarios, in friendships even, this is what happens to people. So it's not really about Simpiwe and Mbulelo, right? It's about all of us.
You know, when I deal with relationships, you know, I might see two partners, business partners, so a husband and a wife, or a parent and a child. There are a couple of fundamentals to having a healthy relationship, but we always start with the top two, and the top two is communication and compromise. When I see people that come here and go, it's my way or the highway, we're in trouble, because the other person has to make all the shift, and then resentment can build, and it comes out in other ways. So the fact that we were able to communicate through this platform, and Mbulelo was able to compromise, and the truth is Simpiwe was willing to compromise too. So she said, I'm not coming in half an hour earlier, I'm coming in 15 minutes earlier. That made a difference too, because it showed him, okay, I'm not just moving towards her, but she's moving towards me. That certainly shifts the relationship. So the fact that they were both willing to compromise, certainly beyond our first conversation, is really the key for sure.
All right. I'm really glad that we're making these moves. And you know what's even better about this is that I don't have to, as a boss, make a decision for them. They're able to make these decisions for themselves, which I really like, because I don't want to have to be micromanaging anybody. Unlike Mbulelo, I don't mind if Simpiwe is there like 5 minutes to six, as long as the show goes on, you know. I can trust her to do her job, and she does. So I'm happy with that.
So Gareth, are you more process oriented like Mbulelo was, or are you
results oriented? All results. I don't care what the process is. Yeah, I'm totally like, just get it done. And if it takes you 15 minutes or it takes you 3 days, as long as the result is good, I'm happy. I don't really mind.
That's great.
Okay, so Dr. Hanan, before next week, I don't know whether we've already got some stuff lined up, but I've got this question from Matthew. He actually sent us a message earlier, and it's maybe something that you can apply your mind to, or maybe it's something you've already got an answer to. How do you respectfully get your parents to understand that you're now an adult with valuable insights and opinions too, and no longer a child? You know, for parents, there is that very difficult step they have to make of letting their kids go. But one step further than that is actually looking at your kid and saying, this is no longer my child. They're an adult now with opinions and insights, and perhaps they've got even more wisdom than I did at that age. That's a big and difficult step for some parents to make. Any top line thoughts, and we can get into it in more detail next week?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. You can't logic people out of their position. It just doesn't work. People are emotional human beings. They stick to their position. They stick to their identity. And the more you try to logic it out of them, the more they'll have confirmation bias, and they'll hold on to their position more. Try convince a smoker to stop smoking.
Yeah.
The more you show them stats and facts, the more they go, well, I know of a 97-year-old that's been smoking all her life, and, you know, so there's always confirmation bias to holding on. So you never logic it out of anybody, as in with Mbulelo, exactly the same thing. If we could try logic, you know, why Simpiwe should come to work on time or 5 minutes before, and that would be okay, it would never have worked. But the moment he had an experience with his mentor, somebody that he trusts, suddenly it was a different ball game. So it's not about logic, it's about experience and setting boundaries. But we can certainly dive deeper into it next time.
All right, awesome. Because this parent and child situation, I think is for a lot of people, it's a major stumbling block in their lives.
Experience. It's not logic. It's experience. Gotcha. Just remember, experience will change relationships, not logic. Mm-hmm. You can explain to somebody all you want. People are emotional human beings. They're not logical human beings. Logic works 1 + 1 = 2, and emotion works 1 + 1 = a fridge today and a potato tomorrow and 3 the next day. Emotions are very funny, and they change with a toasted cheese. You know, it just changes with a cup of coffee, and it changes with a good night's sleep, mm-hmm. and it changes with, you know, doing your hair differently. Emotions shift and change, and therefore you don't try to logic things out of people, because emotions work on a completely different frequency.
Well, that's good advice for all of us. All right, Dr. Hanan, thank you so much. It's going to be okay with Dr. Hanan Bushkin. Simpiwe, thank you for coming on and dealing with Mbulelo again. And I'm pleased. I'm actually really impressed with both of you. Mbulelo changing his position, Simpiwe deciding she's going to compromise a little bit. Let's keep moving in this direction. Most people just throw their hands up and go, I won't. And both of you have said, I will. It's great.
Lovely. Absolutely lovely.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Dr. Hanan. Thank you, Simpiwe. And we will catch up with Dr. Hanan again next week, same time, same place. By the way, if you've got a situation in your life that you're dealing with right now that you'd like him to have a look at and analyze and help you get through, it's a little bit of a free therapy session. And, you know, someone like Dr. Hanan is booked up 24/7. So if you can bring it to him and get it solved here, it'll save you some time and some money and get you some advice from one of the best people in the business. Very, very nice. CliffCentral.com